I'm Jordan McNamara for News to News Radio. Tonight I'm going to be talking with a couple of special guests. We're going to be talking about these problems going on in America today, starting with the investigation, or maybe the non-investigation, of the President of the United States. What's that about? I mean, is he or isn't he? We're going to get into that. And a few other problems that are going on in the United States right now. We're just going to get into it. So, my first guest is popularly known as America's favorite national motivational conservative Republican pure Christian speaker. Name's Catherine Jamiana Malou. She was formerly a stripper, you know. Supposedly she found God, and now she's, she's doing something else. So she's a national speaker. She's an author. She replaced Madonna for the Versace campaign with the exclusive fashions of Arthur LaJoie. J'adore. My second guest is going to be Pastor Pernod Furner of Blessed Souls Ministries, Deciphering Jesus and God. They're both co-hosts on another show called Special Soul Sunday, so let's bring them on right now. Catherine, Pernod, welcome to News Radio.
Hi, Jordan. Thank you, I love
You're welcome.
Getting onto the show with these explosions.
Oh, I know,
it's
yeah.
So typical of what's going on in the world right
it
now.
It is,
really.
Yeah.
Goodness. Explosions in the world.
The violence, yeah.
Yeah. It's a lot of... Hi, Jordan. I'm
a pastor.
Pernod Furner of Blessed Souls Ministry.
Yes.
Deciphering Jesus and God. Pernod do not like the violence. It is unholy.
Well, you know...
It is unchristian, and
yeah.
We do not need more explosions in the world. We need holy revelation to come down and start a revival of Christian things with Jesus and God and Pernod.
Well, I just want to jump into our hottest topic tonight on News to News Radio, and that is the, and I'm going to direct this first question to you, Catherine.
Oh, my goodness.
Is the president under investigation or not?
Okay, well, the thing about this is that, you know, Sean Spicer, he's coming or going. We're not sure yet about that.
Right,
but that's
right.
That's what we know for sure.
I'm okay.
So that's what's definite. He's either not staying or he's not going away.
Okay.
And that's a real nice, definite foundation to stand firmly on.
Okay.
Because, Catherine, when we get into this other question that you asked, what was it again? What was it again,
Jordan, that you just asked me?
I do not believe this.
Okay, so the question is the President of the United States under investigation, or is he not under investigation?
I can answer this. Okay, well, you know, I've had the sensitive compartmentalized the SCI, the Q clearance, the L clearance, the TSRD, as well as my single scope background investigation.
That's right,
security
security
clearances.
Jordan.
As well as the SAP Special Access Program.
Hello.
You know, we talked about this.
Right.
Is he being investigated?
That's what
we
want to know.
Is he not being investigated?
Exactly.
And I think what it really is, Jordan,
he is
it's one of the two.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's what
because,
I thought.
You know, it can't be that he's under investigation.
Yeah.
If it's over with being in the investigation. Do you understand what I mean?
What?
I think
it's
so,
like
yeah.
He's either under investigation or he's over it.
Yeah, or he's over it, yeah.
He's like over it. He's like out in front of the story.
Yeah,
he's
it's
over it.
No, like he's
emotionally
done.
No.
Yeah.
He's over it.
Okay.
Because he's risen above it.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason for him to be under it.
Right,
I mean,
right.
He's got enough to do without being worried about something.
Yeah, yeah.
Being under investigation when he could be over it.
Okay,
you know?
But I just want to know.
It does say in scripture.
Yes, Pastor.
In Job 32, if I have seen anyone perishing for lack of clothing or a needy man without a garment,
right.
And his heart did not bless me, How many of you are not blessing Pernia?
Okay, continue.
Bless me for warning him with the fleece from my sheep. If I have raised my hand against the... against the fatherless. Now, we know that Trump is not fatherless. He did have a father, otherwise he wouldn't be here.
That's right, yeah.
And he
right.
himself is also a father, so
yeah.
That's why we must raise our hand against the fatherless, knowing that God has an influence in court, and that's what, right here in the Bible it says, in court.
My God.
In court. Is Trump under investigation? It says, knowing I had an influence in court, then left my arm fall from the shoulder, let it be broken off of the joint for that dreaded destruction from God, and for fear of his splendor, I could not do such things. So, I think that's real clear there, Jordan, that there is a court involved.
Okay.
The court of God. The court of Jesus God.
Oh, my God.
Says Perniad.
But let's just... look at the question directly, because
yeah.
I think I just want to nail this down. Is
yeah.
Trump under investigation, yes or no?
Well, I agree with you, Jordan.
Okay.
This is the question today.
Right.
Is he under investigation? Is he over investigation?
That's the question.
You know, is he the target of an investigation? Is he a part of the inquiry into the investigation? There's just so many questions, Jordan.
Yeah.
So many questions.
Well, and if he is under investigation,
exactly.
like, as, you know, if he's the target of it, or if he's, you know, the inquiry thing, whatever you said, what does that have to do with the state of being the president? Can he still be the president if he's under investigation, or, you know, the target of the inquiry?
And then what
does that have to do with the connection with the obstruction of justice?
Okay, well, first of all, he's not the president of a state.
Right.
You said the state of the president.
Or the Bible.
He's the president of a country. Okay, so a lot of people are confused about that. He's not the president of states' rights.
Or Jesus.
He's the president of the whole thing. I mean, like, the whole...
It's a big thing.
...country,
yeah.
you know.
It's very big.
And that's why it's so confusing when liberals talk about, you know, the United States being a state.
Oh, my gosh.
And these statists that state these words like state
right.
and country are just... You know, it's no wonder he's the target of the investigation. I mean, I don't know myself if he's under investigation or just what, but as a president, he cannot obstruct the justice if
Jordan.
He is not unattempting to not obstruct justice, but not do it.
Got it.
Because he wouldn't if he did. You know what I'm saying?
I got it,
I just want to make a point.
Yes.
It goes down in Job to say, if I put my trust in gold or
lived
to pure gold, you are my security. I have rejoiced over my great wealth, the fortune my hands had gained. If I had regarded the sun in its radiance or the moon moving in splendor so that my heart was secretly enticed and my hand offered them a kiss of homage.
Homage.
Then these also would be sins to be judged, for I would have been unfaithful to God on high.
But what does this have to do with anything?
It can't be the obstruction if he's not obstructing the justice, because Trump is not the justice. He's the president.
He's
so
the president.
No way he could be the justice of the peace, because that's Jesus' God.
That's not what he's doing.
Job.
That's
God,
right.
That Pernia talk about from the Bible. You know, he's not putting his trust in the gold.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
He's the president of the whole country.
Or the gold standard.
And,
yeah.
That's what liberals don't like, is that Trump is not the justice of the peace. He's the president, and liberals keep saying that he's obstructing the justice. He can't. He's not the justice. He doesn't. He's not the justice.
Okay,
he's not a judge.
I think
so he's the president, and he's not obstructed.
I think there's some confusion here.
Placement in gold, in pure gold, as the security. He's rejoiced over my great wealth, the fortune my hands gained, the visit of the sun, the radiance.
Uh-huh.
And that's what parents say out of the Bible, Jordan. So, you know, they can just read the Bible, you know. Read the Bible, people.
Okay. Well, I just want to ask one more time.
Okay.
I'm going to ask Catherine. I'm asking you directly.
Yeah.
Do you
Jordan.
Think Trump is under investigation?
Well, I think it's an excellent question. I think need to have an investigation to find out if Trump is under investigation.
Okay.
I mean, there just seems to be, you know, a lot of loose lips coming out of the White House. And these leakers are so jealous of Trump's stature as the president.
Okay.
He says no to the justice as the obstruction.
Uh-huh.
And they're just going back and forth on everything. And I want to know, Jordan, is Trump under investigation? I mean, you know, hello.
Well, that's my original question, Catherine. So just can I get a straight answer out of you?
Yeah,
do you think Trump is under investigation?
Come on,
yes or no?
Come on, Catherine, answer it. Hello, I can answer the question. The answer to your question, Jordan, is the question, what was the question again?
Do you think Trump is under investigation?
Yes, I do.
Bernadette. Well, you know, I don't know. I mean, I'm not at liberty to say while retaining my own freedom.
Catherine,
I mean, if I were to answer that question,
Trump
Jordan,
is under investigation.
You know, I'm not going to get stuck with obstructing the justice of the peace, because right now I have peace in my authentic heart self.
I do not believe that.
I'm not under investigation. You know, I'm
getting scripture.
I'm not, you know, jealous of Trump. You know, if anyone's jealous, it's that Megyn Kelly who just interviewed, you know, the InfoWars
guy.
Alex Jones. You know, Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
And she just did this whatever interview. She was not trained by Roger Ailes, as I was.
He was very unholy.
And I think we ought to investigate Megyn Kelly and find out why that interview had terrible ratings, Jordan. I mean, it was just, it was really terrible of Megyn Kelly really suck on that interview.
Okay, yeah. Well,
it's going to go back into the bin for reruns.
But she did it, though.
Nobody cares, Jordan. Nobody cares about Megyn Kelly's interview, you know.
But,
you know, the
other
thing it does say, Jordan, in John 12:31, six days before the Passover, Jesus arrived in Bethany where Lazarus lived, whom Jesus had raised from the dead.
So what?
And Megyn Kelly is trying to pull this thing from the dead. She's trying to pull her career from the dead because she's no longer with Fox News, and she interviewed Putin, and now she's interviewed Alex Jones.
Connecting
and
the dots
here. All this, the audience members from Blessed Souls Ministries to Suffer Jesus and God with Pernod Furner. And Megyn Kelly, she ought to be investigated.
Why?
We ought to put Megyn Kelly under investigation for the instruction of justice.
What do you mean?
Because she is instructing the justice, which is causing a blockage on the president, and that ain't nice. I mean, that is sin. That is a high sin.
Okay.
A fire from the devil and Satan in hell. And that's why we cannot have this liberal media having the instruction of justice.
Well, but it's
right,
not called
Jordan.
The instruction of justice. It's called the obstruction of justice.
Well,
it's an obstruction.
Okay.
And that's the original question. Mm-hmm. Do you think Trump is under investigation? Do you think Trump is obstructing justice?
Well, but see, Jordan, you're doing the same thing here that people are you know, accusing Trump of not doing.
What?
Even though he is doing it, but,
what?
But he's
what?
Not. Because, you know, you can only say something clearly in 140 characters on Twitter.
On Twitter.
So when the president tweets, it's like it's clear that he's saying it, but he knows what he means.
Right.
And we just might not. And so
that's what I mean.
Jordan, I just beg to differ with you. I think we need an instruction of justice about the obstruction of justice. And that's what I'm going to say, Jordan.
Well, but see, now this sounds like Sean Spicer speaking in circles, speaking in non sequiturs, and never answering the question directly.
Speaker,
and the question, there are two questions now.
Well, there was one before.
Okay,
one question before,
that's
Jordan.
Right.
You started
that's not what
sentence.
I meant.
So now, are you breaking the commandment that the Bible says thou shalt not lie?
No, I'm not lying.
So
it's just a question.
You're just like the liberal media.
No,
you
this
ask
is
one
it
question
very
and
liberal
two.
Of you, Jordan.
And
no, this is not about
Trump
being liberal.
Of going, you know, back and forth.
No.
Around,
well,
just
this is that.
Confuse him with, you know, the word of God.
What's confusing
Trump
about one question?
Had a religious test.
He doesn't read the Bible.
That is unconstitutional.
Well, he's not supposed to.
Against the Bible for the United
States.
He doesn't
do that on Twitter.
So to put a test
I think we've gone way off track here.
Instruction of justice from Trump. When that is not
yeah, we are off track.
That's
the point,
because
Jordan.
Because if he did that, that would obstruct
right there
the real instructor of
that's
the instruction
right.
of the justice.
That's
and that,
right.
That ain't nice. I mean that ain't biblical. That is sin. That is filth. That is Satan.
It is just really unprofessional, Jordan.
What I think is unprofessional is. No
I
matter
just think
who
you're going off track,
is representing
Jordan.
Trump, you know, as the press secretary,
yes.
Why they just won't answer a direct question.
Well,
is the president under investigation?
It's not that simple.
Is he not under investigation?
Oh, my goodness.
Because we can't wait for a tweet to find out.
Well, why
and
not?
I don't understand if this waiting
well, I don't understand.
For the answer itself
Jordan, no.
is the waiting for an answer itself an obstruction of justice.
I disagree.
Well, let's look about this waiting business
well,
in Esther, Queen Vashti deposed.
I really disagree.
This is what
with
happened during
that.
Time of Xerxes. So there's a time involved here. Yeah. But there's the time of Xerxes, the Xerxes who ruled over 127 provinces stretching from India to Kush.
I mean, think of that,
you know,
Jordan.
When you stretch something, there's going to be some time involved.
There's
going to
be some time.
The Bible says there's time involved. To stretch from, you know, India to Kush.
Well, this is
that. For Queen Vashti, and she was deposed.
Mm-hmm.
Then I don't understand why we just can't wait a few minutes or days for Trump to put out a
typical
tweet.
Typical liberal.
And how is that obstruction, the instruction, when he's telling us? See, when he tweets, he's telling us something.
Telling
the president,
Jordan,
like given an instruction.
Yeah,
he's like a teaching president. And
yeah,
what could be more holy or wholesome than a president who's teaching about the instruction of justice while he's not obstructing it? And that's a real holy thing right there.
These are the kinds of questions and analytical thinking, Jordan.
No,
that the
this is not
dumbass liberals.
No,
just
no, no.
Don't think about. There's so many other questions than the one you were asking or the two you were asking.
Well, it starts with one.
We, you know, the Americans,
it
look
starts
how they
with
vote.
One
look
question.
How they can't even take care of their own lives.
I know that.
Vote the right way for our country, and you want them to have justice obstructed when we should be having instruction
that's,
of justice.
That's not what
and
I meant.
That's why Trump is, you know, go,
but
go, Trump.
The original
Trump,
question.
Because if we let him obstruct justice,
oh boy.
How are we going to get the instruction about justice, which could make America great again? I just,
my God.
I don't know why everybody just doesn't see that.
Oh, my God.
We need to embrace this instruction of justice.
What are you talking about?
And not let the liberals obstruct Trump's justice of being the president of the United States, Jordan.
I know he's the president of the United States. Do you think he's under investigation?
You know what? You know what?
Hello. Do you think he's obstructing justice?
Well, as soon as Jesus finished making the burnt offering, he ordered the guards and the officers go in and kill them, let no one escape. So we can't let anyone escape the obstruction of justice, because if we did, that would probably be an obstruction.
This is in the Bible.
We can't have that going on.
This is in the Bible, Jordan.
And if we let it, then it can't go on.
It's
so we should let it not go on.
Go on, right.
And that would be the instruction to not obstruct. And so Pernod doesn't think
it'd
so.
It'd be the instruction to not obstruct, Jordan.
I don't have
don't
a clue what
no.
either of you are talking about or what you
please.
Mean. This is a yes or no question.
No, it's not.
Do you think President Trump is under investigation?
I think Trump is over the investigation. I think he's so over
I
it.
I think so, Jordan.
He's over it. He's got better things to do.
That's right.
Than to listen to this jibbity jabbery about being under investigation when he could be instructions of justice and giving those out in his tweets.
Like a teacher
of God. Direct line from the president.
He's a teacher of God.
We can't have instructions. You know, it takes an educated citizenry
to be able to hold up the pillars of justice in a society. It's not Trump's fault.
Oh,
he's not being allowed to instruct justice to the voters, okay?
That's right.
Someone is obstructing the president, and I sure would like to know who in the hell is doing that. Probably some Democrat liberal.
It's
swear to God.
Demon from hell is trying to obstruct the president from instructing the justice so that we can get on with it, Jordan.
Okay, stop it. Neither one of you are making sense.
Oh,
you sound as stupid as everyone in the Trump administration who will not answer a question directly.
I have never been spoken to like this.
What is wrong with you people?
What is wrong with
Hello?
These liberal questions all just set up to obstruct
Trump's
ministry. Okay, and that's the liberal media. The liberal media is obstructing the instruction of justice.
It's sin.
For President Trump, and that's, you know, what kind of a tweet is that, Jordan?
That's right.
I just think you need to stop tweeting that. That doesn't make any sense.
That's right.
You know what?
You should not be tweeting that. There is a violation clause in the Constitution.
I know that.
Having a religious test on the president to think that he can't tweet because you think that would be lying.
No,
the
that's
Bible
not what it
says
is.
Thou shalt not lie, but there's also no religious test of a president, so he is not lying or untelling the truth, and that is not a non-instruction of the obstruction of justice because he can't obstruct if he's not allowed to instruct. This is what I'm talking about, Jordan.
President Trump is under investigation. You can only answer yes or no.
Okay. Well, if I can only answer yes or no, to your question, I would have to say,
Oh my goodness.
You know, Kathy.
Yeah.
What?
I think we need to look at it. So
what?
Let's find out.
Let's find out
Jesus
what.
Jesus would want to know more.
What?
You know, Jesus wants us to tell the truth. Jesus wants to be.
Oh God.
Pleased for us.
You're not answering the question.
He instructed the justice.
We did answer it, Jordan.
Now he wants President Trump to instruct the justice.
You are off track.
And if we don't allow that, then that is a violation of our religious freedom.
Oh, here we go.
To prevent people from speaking the justice of the Holy Bible.
That's right.
No. Okay. So, I'm going to take what both of you are saying as...
Jordan...
obstructing my question, you're avoiding my question by not answering the question about do you think that Trump is obstructing the justice? You're avoiding the question. You haven't answered it yet. We're almost all the way through the show, and you still haven't answered this question.
You know what you're doing, Jordan, here in the media? Is you're grandstanding, and that is why Comey was fired. He was grandstanding.
It's my show.
Trying to upstage the president, which in itself was, you know, when you upstage the president, when you grandstand, that is a form of obstruction of the instruction of justice, Jordan.
I think, you know, Rush Limbaugh once said, let the idiots speak, and that's what I do a lot of on this show, is I'm letting the idiots speak.
Well, you know, it's Jeremiah 51:7, it says, do not be destroyed because of
shalom. The Bible is not a part of the Constitution.
We have freedom of religion.
The Bible is not part of our laws.
Freedom of religion.
I don't care.
Drunk.
I don't care. What is with you people who will not answer a simple question?
That's what it says.
Oh,
Jeremiah 51:7.
Let the idiots
Jordan,
speak.
And thank you for letting Pernod read that.
We were letting you speak, Jordan.
You didn't hear me, did you?
Instruction of
he didn't hear me.
And we are electors.
We heard
just plenty. Let Trump speak. So they're obstructing the justice.
That's
the American people need to shut up.
No,
The American people keep them from talking so much.
No, that is a violation of freedom of speech right there.
You can't even be quiet.
What?
The American people need to shut up.
That's
because that's an obstruction of the justice of freedom of speech.
That would be unconstitutional.
No, it wouldn't. He can't be allowed to speak because everyone's always talking all the time. How can he answer the question that you asked, Jordan, if he's under investigation?
Silence
because he
is
couldn't
constitutional.
Answer that
okay.
as an obstruction if he can't instruct your answer,
you
which
know what?
That's what it means to answer your question, is to give you an instruction.
That is not what it means.
That's exactly
and
what it is.
Why,
Jordan?
That is not being revealed.
You know, I'm just convinced that no one on the right knows how to answer a question directly.
I'm sorry, you're uneducated,
Jordan. This is the games you play. You just never answer the question. You keep talking and confusing the issue with logical fallacies, which is exactly what the Trump voter is. A mess and a mess of confusion and being irrational, unreasonable. Unintelligent,
look what you're
ignorant,
doing now.
Stupid.
You're talking
over
me.
I don't think they have a flipping clue.
You're filibustering, you know.
That the president is under investigation.
Oh, and how do you know this? Because you don't have the special access program or the sensitive compartmentalized
I don't need that to know the Constitution.
As well as the FBI single scope background investigation.
Yeah, blah, blah,
Jordan,
blah.
But I do. Only me and my friends in the intelligence community know about this.
So
you know, I have
what?
Strength and syrup all over my pancakes. When the CIA had invaded my tent, I'm so angry about this. I can't even talk right now. And I'm a structured speaker.
Doesn't sound like it.
So don't you give me this obstruction of justice
sound
with the
like
freedom
it
of speech
at
we
all
have.
Okay.
Freedom and liberty to stand our ground with our guns and our Second Amendment rights, and no one's gonna take our freedom away from us Americans just because you look down on us, you liberal media pig.
We're not.
I swear to God, liberal media people are pigs. You're just a big pig. You're just a pig.
You're resorting to name calling. This is what you do when you won't answer the question. Is the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, obstructing justice? Is he under investigation? Is he a target of an investigation? Is he under the inquiry of an investigation? Is it any of them? Is it each of them? Is it all of them? Is it one of them? You can't answer it, probably because he's guilty, right?
No, because Jesus died and saved everyone from our sins, and that has wiped the slate clean. There is no guilt, Jordan. It sounds like you're trying to do a religious
test law
here on our President of the United States.
No, that's not
it
a law.
It sounds like you are obstructing the justice. So, Purdy'd have a question for you,
I
Mr.
Bet.
Jordan McNamara, here on News to News Radio.
Yes.
Can Purdy'd ask you a question?
Actually, no, you can't, because I'm the one asking the question, since it's my damn show here on News to News Radio. Do you think Trump is under investigation?
Oh, dear. I think President Trump is
Catherine.
Going to have an investigation about whether or not he's under investigation.
Okay.
Because we need an investigation to find that out, Jordan.
That's right. We need to have something to instruct us, to give us instructions about whether or not there is an obstruction of justice for not letting Trump answer your question, Jordan.
Okay, well, let me tell you what I think it is. I think Trump is under investigation. I think he's the target of an investigation. I think there's an inquiry going on. And I don't think that this is the only investigation going on. I don't think there is any such thing as obstruction of justice. You can go to school for that. But I think there's a massive obstruction of justice going on with the President of the United States. And that is why he's under investigation. Because he's obstructing justice with this country and all Americans, and he's not doing his job as the president. He's only tweeting, and he needs to stop tweeting and go to work. We've got some big issues going on, and the fact that he is avoiding doing his job that he seemingly can't do is the biggest obstruction of justice of all.
My goodness, what an imagination you liberals have.
What do you mean?
Especially, I mean, you're in the media, Jordan. I mean,
right?
You're in the media.
He's
I really appreciate this interview and being on News Radio.
Well, you're welcome.
Thank you, Jordan.
I just finished my nails during that
interesting monologue you gave. You know, the liberals are just so into your false narrative.
It's not a false narrative. It's the fact.
It's
the fact.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go.
What?
There you go.
What?
Much for the diversity. Yeah.
It's a
one-track mind. One track mind.
No, it was one question that you wouldn't answer, and the one track mind aspect of all this came from both of you because you single handedly both refused to answer the question
as
to whether or not you think Trump is under investigation, whether or not you think Trump is obstructing justice.
Okay,
I'm Jordan McNamara here on News to News Radio.
You know,
I've been talking with Catherine Damiana Malou, America's favorite national motivational conservative Republican pure Christian speaker, and Pastor Pernod Ferner of Blessed Souls Ministries, attempting to answer the question. We never even got to the other nine questions. I had 10 questions tonight. We never even got to answer the first one, which was, do you think President Trump is under investigation.
I'm a structured
the
speaker.
Second question,
okay.
Which we sort of got to, do you think that Trump is obstructing
now
justice?
A lecture. I just
we never got the answer to
the
question. So,
yeah,
if anything, I hope we
okay.
We're entertaining for the audience. Maybe they got their own answer out of this.
I'm
not
gone still.
Here on News to News
Am
Radio, we
program?
Try to uncover the news that's happening that you need to know. With me, Jordan McNamara, here on News News Radio. Okay, Catherine, I'm going to let you and Pernod have the last word.
I'm going to go next, because in Deuteronomy it says detestable practices. When you enter the land of the Lord, your God has given you, do not learn to imitate the detestable ways of the nations there. Let no one be found among you who sacrifices his son or daughter in the fire, who practices divination or sorcery, and that's what it sounds like. Divination and sorcery is what this question sounds like. You think if we just answer this question, then it's just all going to go away? I mean, that's magic words. How come liberals are so into magic and witchcraft?
Well, he was lecturing. That's also a form of filibustering, which is not allowed. It's not allowed, and filibustering in itself is a form of obstruction of justice, which is more than I can say for the liberal media, which doesn't do any instruction of justice. Liberal media, they're so jealous, and that's why Megyn Kelly is so jealous that I'm answering your question, Jordan, about do I think Trump is obstructing justice? Do I think he's under investigation? You know what? I'll just have to answer that next time.